I am Betsy Hinkle, and I live in Boston. I love this community. I love coming to Providence and Community Music Works, which I've always felt like every time I come, I learn something, whether it's like seeing a poster on the wall or meeting someone or even talking with Kirby and seeing her grades or something like that. You know, just making connections with people. I always love to do that. And I feel like I come home, actually, when I come to Community Music Works, because I'm trying to create a project like Community Music Works, but that isn't quite yet. So when I come to Community Music Works, it's like, coming back to like the nest, actually, is what Rachel calls it. So just being here and in this environment is already just a transforming experience and like a nice rejuvenation. But then to have the community, like we're forming a new community among the creators of organizations like this. The challenge that I mentioned is more related to the fact that I feel like my project is going to have to be different than Community Music Works. There's just no way it can be even somewhat similar. Like, the goals are similar, but the way I go about it, the path that I take, will be different because of the nature of me and what I am able to focus on and what my strengths are, and then also the nature of the city of Boston. And so to follow the same steps as Community Music Works might not work. So I might have to actually just reinvent it. Reinvent the new path. And I hope that can be sort of valuable for others because, first of all, I mean, this is like a brand new movement. You know, mm-hmm. Sebastian calls it a movement now, which is great. So it's going to take on a different form everywhere it goes, and it has to. So I'm learning what my strengths and weaknesses are. And so how can I create the same outcome based on my strengths? You know, the biggest learning moment was when we did breakout sessions. It was about leadership, mm-hmm. and my approach to this project from the beginning has tried to be like a colleague. You know, when I work with other people, I'm always trying to be a colleague and trying to be a friend, actually. And Sebastian talked about his experience trying to do that the same, and I was like completely realizing that that's what I was trying to do too. And then hearing Sebastian talk about leadership and all of the different steps that one must take before dealing with other people. It just never occurred to me, you know? I mean, it should have, if I'm going to lead an organization. I knew I had to learn how to do this, but I guess I just didn't know the steps to take. But to learn how to sort of become a leader where I've never felt like I was before. I'm so glad that this is happening, like this IMPS thing. You know, it's a huge milestone for Community Music Works to share the model, and then it's so important for us to be able to come together as people involved in this work